In the day's other news, Democrats are celebrating another legislative victory. House lawmakers gave final approval to the measure titled the Inflation Reduction Act. Opponents of the $700 billion climate, health care, and tax package claim that it would increase overall spending and worsen inflation. But Democrats insist neither is true and that it will bring much-needed relief.
I am proud that we are finally allowing drug prices to be negotiated to lower those costs. I'm proud that we are extending the biggest expansion in health care coverage in a decade. I'm proud that we are reducing future energy costs for thousands of families.
Democrats believe they can spend their way out of inflation and tax their way out of recession. It will only make the suffering Americans face today that much worse. This bill is simple. It is welfare for the wealthy environmentalists and big corporations.
The legislation now goes to President Biden for his signature. Stocks rallied on Wall Street today to notch their fourth straight winning week and to make the longest winning streak since November 2021. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged 424 points to close at 33,761. The Nasdaq rose 267 points and the S&P 500 added 73. Award-winning author Salman Rushdie was attacked on stage today before a lecture at the Chautauqua Institution in western New York. Police said that Rushdie was stabbed in the neck and airlifted to a hospital for surgery. Video showed the suspected attacker, identified as Haidi Matar of New Jersey, being led away as people tried to help Rushdie. Matar was later taken into custody.
It's very early. We don't have any indication of a motive at this time, but we are working with the FBI, the sheriff's office, and we will determine what the cause of this was or what the motive for this attack was. Yeah, we have no indication that there were any previous threats.
Rushdie was the target of an Iranian death warrant in 1989 after his book, The Satanic Verses, was banned in Iran for blasphemy. Health officials said today that the polio virus has been detected in New York City's sewage water, suggesting local transmission. That comes just weeks after the case of the disease, which causes paralysis and even death, was identified north of the city. Officials are urging people to get vaccinated, especially children who are most at risk. In Ukraine, shelling continued overnight at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, despite warnings from UN officials of a potential nuclear disaster. Farther east in Kramatorsk, children watched as people cleared debris from 11 Russian rockets that reportedly rained down on the town overnight. Residents were left to pick up the pieces.
I'm afraid if I leave, I won't have a place to go back to, as everything will be destroyed. The youth have hopes to buy or build something. At my age, I can't afford myself anything.
Meanwhile, a UN transport ship docked in Ukraine today that will bring more than 23,000 metric tons of grain to Ethiopia. It is the first such delivery to Africa after months of Russian blockades. Massive wildfires are raging out of control in southwestern France. The fire in the Gironde region and neighboring Lond region has been fueled by dry, scorching weather. 10,000 people were forced to evacuate. More than 300 firefighters from across Europe have joined 1,000 French firefighters to battle the flames that have burned 29 square miles since Tuesday. That comes as an unprecedented drought is gripping nearly half of Europe. Its effects are far-reaching, damaging agriculture, forcing water restrictions, and threatening species. Water levels on the Rhine River in Germany could reach a critically low point in coming days, which could cause major issues transporting coal and gasoline.
For shipping, of course, the depth of the fairway is crucial. It determines how much a ship can load. If you compare this with the last few years, the water levels are exceptionally low.
Experts say they fear that Europe is on track to have its worst drought in 500 years. And all this as seasonal flooding in eastern Sudan has destroyed more than 2,500 homes. Torrential rains have devastated portions of that country since May. United Nations officials estimate that some 38,000 people there have been affected by the flooding. Still to come on the NewsHour, Charlottesville reckons with the violence wrought by a mob of white supremacists 5 years ago today. The United States lead negotiator discusses the prospects for reviving the Iran nuclear deal. David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart weigh in on the week's political headlines, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.